I just want to know about Shohei Ohtani. So talk to me about him for the next 15 minutes. Because Barker's been excited about this Trout guy, and I told him I don't care about Trout. I'm all about Shohei Ohtani. So you got 15 minutes to fill, my friend. Just tell me about him.
Yeah. You know, the crazy thing, what's going on, fellas, by the way.
How are you, man?
I remember Dunedin very well. I pitched with the Royals many, many, many times in that ballpark. I know
you would have been at Baseball City, right?
Yes, exactly.
In Haines City. Lovely Haines City.
Oof. Yes, indeed. You know, the boardwalk in baseball, we had the, you know, roller coaster ride going by the outfield,
right,
and everything else. So that was some good times back in the day. But, yeah, Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, two stolen bases, threw a couple pitches like 101 miles an hour, hit a home run 451 feet or whatever it was, at exit velocity of 115.2 miles per hour. It's almost kind of fun and comical watching what he's doing right now. I know Mike Trout is the best player in the game. We know that, and he's doing amazing stuff. For him, early in the season, generally gets on through a little bit of a slow start, but he's really swinging the bat well and on base like every time you look up. But Shohei Ohtani's been phenomenal. We saw it in spring training, but you know, he's a guy that even over in Japan had really bad spring trainings, and over the years with the Angels, really, really tough spring trainings, but crushed the ball, I think, well over 500 batting average with five home runs. A couple of them were like 468 feet or so, and was throwing the ball really well. You know, he had a tough outing his last time out in spring training games against the Dodgers, but boy, he's throwing the ball well. Crazy collision at the plate the other day, but other than that, he's been doing really, really magical things so far.
Have you heard anything about his routine between the times he's playing, his starts? How's that going?
Yeah, I mean, he's the best thing I think going on right now for Shohei Ohtani is the communication between him and Joe Maddon and Perry Manassi, the new general manager for the Angels, that they're letting him dictate how much he plays. And we were shocked, you know, getting ready for the game the night before, that Saturday night before he was going to start on that Sunday night baseball game, that he was actually in the lineup. And, you know, he said that he wants to do that. And him being in the lineup today, he's pitching as well. So that means, especially when you're playing a American League club, and you'll probably see that down in Dunedin, one of those either Saturday or Sunday, where he'll hit in the DH spot. And so he says it, and I firmly believe it, because we all did this when we played in high school. We all hit as pitchers, so it keeps you focused on so many different things during the course of a game instead of just trying to get people out. You worry about driving in runs for yourself and your own run support. I mean, he worked out extremely hard. He's in great shape. He went up the drive line up in Seattle, where you see a lot of different players going up there as far as pitching weight-wise and hitting-wise. He went up for both, and you could see it in his swing and his approach, and he's keeping his back foot still like he didn't do last year. On the mound, he's throwing from the stretch position exclusively, kind of like you're seeing from Yu Darvish and Noah Syndergaard. Yet he's not losing any velocity on his fastball, which I always thought was the hardest thing to do out of the stretch. I always thought I didn't get as much on the baseball, not having my whole body going forward from a full windup. So extremely strong, extremely focused, a lot more emotion than I've ever seen from him. The other night, you know, getting out of an inning was, you know, fist pumping. You know, yesterday when Trout hit a home run, he waved it goodbye when it went 400 and whatever, 60 feet. And then even, you know, when he got hit by a pitch the other day, too, he was pretty upset. He came in to pinch hit the day after he pitched, and he was upset at Joe Smith, the pitcher for the Astros. So it's a different Shohei Ohtani this year, and I think that's going to be the difference maker for him. You know, he's got to stay healthy, stay on the mound, hopefully avoid many issues with a blister on his pitching hand. And, you know, he looks great right now.
What about when he struggles? Yeah, I played baseball. I tried. Yeah, when I was hitting, I struggled a lot. It, you know, played mind tricks on me. I was taking batting practice, 1,000 swings, and trying to fix it as soon as I can. How will he handle struggling, and which one do you think will be hardest on him if he struggles, hitting?
That's a great question, and I look just now from you know, just a few games, just towards the end of spring training when he played, you know, and swung the bat against the Dodgers, he was moving his feet a little bit again, and then he locked right back in and started swinging the bat well. So I think the adjustments are a little bit easier for him swinging the bat this year. I mean, I think, and he said it right away after the season, he was embarrassed the way he played last year, and you know, not only for, you know, the Angels and the organization, but, you know, for his fans back in Japan as well. So I think that motivation for him, you know, put him in that next level. Pitching-wise, you know, he still, you know, we always talk about he still has a walk in his game. In other words, he'll have an inning or two like we saw even on Sunday Night Baseball where he's cruising along and then all of a sudden a couple walks later, you know, he has some traffic on the bases. You know, he still has to clean that up. I think for him on the offensive side, it's a little easier because he runs so well. Even if he mishits a baseball, he can beat it out. I mean, he's really as fast as anybody in the game. It just doesn't look that way. Kind of like Devon White, who played up there with the Jays mm-hmm. during their glory years. I mean, he just would fly. You know, you wouldn't even notice it, though, but they were so graceful running. That's the same thing with Ohtani. So to try to answer that question correctly, I think pitching for him is a little more difficult just because of, you know, he hasn't pitched a lot. I mean, when you think about it, he's got an inning and a third of his last 2 years and before that game the other night when he went 4 1/3. So it's going to take some time, I think, on the pitching side to be more consistent in the strike zone. Hitting-wise, I think he's got a chance. I mean, I thought if he picked up that win, I still think this is going to be the case. 10 wins and potentially 25 home runs in a season would not be out of the reach for him. And if you think in those terms, that is unbelievable what he might accomplish this year if he stays on that mound and in the batter's box.
Yeah, no, I would, you know, I've heard a lot of the national writers talk about that and just kind of extrapolate and look at what the numbers might be. And it's just going to, frankly, I mean, as a baseball fan, I want to see him. I want to see him hit as many home runs as he can. I want to see his average as high as it can possibly be, and I want to see him win as many games and have a great ERA because I just think it would be, you know, it's just something. There's not much we haven't seen, I think, because we've been around the game for a long time, and we're always kind of looking for that next thing. But it's going to be kind of cool when that happens, and you can sit there and go, "Damn, that's something I've never seen before." You know?
Yeah, I mean. You know, Babe Ruth, I guess, did that type of stuff way back in the day because he was a great pitcher, along with, obviously, the greatest home run hitter until Hank Aaron passed him by. But I think it's great for the sport. You're having so many phenomenal players. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing this Jays club. I know they're struggling with it. They got six games into the season. They scored a total of 20 runs. I'm pretty shocked at that, although they had a really good series, you know, against the Yankees. But, I mean, they got some incredible young talent. And it's crazy that I remember going against a lot of their dads on this team, from BGO mm-hmm. to Bichette to, you know, Guerrero Jr. And, you know, they have some – once, you know, George Springer gets in there, gets them rolling, and he's won a world championship. That helps. It's going to help that entire team around him. That's a really good offense. I'm shocked that they're struggling right now. And there's no doubt in my mind going into – their home openers, per se, down in Dunedin, you know, I looked at the dimensions, 328 down the lines and 400 to center field, that there's a pretty good chance there's going to be some runs scored.
Yeah, I was going to say at pitching might be at a bit of a premium here. But speaking of the pitching, the Angels are 4-2. Look, I think a lot of people looked at the Angels. You know, I got the Angels going to the postseason. I just look at that division. I like that lineup. I obviously like Ohtani, which is pretty clear about that. But Mark, are they going to have the pitching? Ultimately, are they going to have the pitching to hang in there and and make a run to the postseason? Because I don't think there's any doubt the lineup can do it.
Yeah, and their bullpen, Raisel Iglesias has had a couple tough outings out of the bullpen, including yesterday giving up a 2-run home run to Carlos Correa in the 9th inning. But other than that, their bullpen, I'm not concerned about their bullpen. They got a lot of different looks, kind of similar to what you see down there with the Tampa Bay Rays guys from throwing from different arm angles, a couple lefties. Different arm angles, so I'm really confident in their bullpen. Dylan Bundy, who threw yesterday, I think he's solid. Alex Cobb, I'm sure you guys know him quite a bit from the days in Baltimore and Tampa, really has done a nice job. He's picked up about 2 miles per hour even on his fastball. I think he's fine. Jose Quintana, you know, he had a tough outing his first time, but he's always been a successful winner going deep in games, so there's three guys I'm counting on. Shohei Ohtani is really the wild card. If he can pitch like he can, there's your ace. Andrew Heaney, who you'll see game two, I think, of this series, a four-game set, he's one of those guys you look at, you know, every time you look at him, think he could throw a no-hitter. He's just got to figure out how to be able to, when the game gets going quick on him, just to slow it down and maybe take a little bit something off some of his pitching. Same thing for the guy that's pitching tomorrow, Griffin Canning. Great arm. I mean, fantastic arm, but those two youngsters got to go to that next level. If they do, they'll have plenty of starting pitching go along with it. And phenomenal, you know, 1-9 lineup who catches everything. And, you have a guy like David Fletcher at the top makes contact. And you have, you know, one of the greatest run producers in the game now, and Anthony Rendon following Trout in there. And then, Albert Pujols. But this, by another young hitter you'll get a chance to see is Jared Walsh, who really shined, obviously, on that Sunday night game when he hit that walk-off home run, including two home runs. He's been great. So there's a ton of talent. Justin Upton seems to be getting back to where he used to be a couple years ago when he was one of the best and most feared hitters in the game. So there's depth in the lineup, but it's coming down to starting pitching. I feel a lot better about the starting pitching than I've had in a number of years.
Mark, I'm sure you've heard this before, but Albert Pujols is the best right-handed hitter I've ever seen in person. That 10-year span when he was a Cardinal where it was 30-100, you could write that down. It was a for sure thing. The things he did to right-handed pitchers was tremendous. And now you look at him. He's 41 years old. I see he's hitting .125. He's got a homer and four RBIs. Is this the last year that Albert Pujols is going to play baseball?
There's a strong chance. You mentioned those 10 years with the Cardinals, and we always talk about Trout being the best player we've ever seen. But if you compare Trout's first 10 years and Albert's first 10 years, actually Albert's 10 were better,
yeah,
which is hard to believe. But, in spring training this year, there was something I felt was magical going on with with Albert Pujols. And he was crushing the ball. He was hitting about .380. Everything was jumping off his bat. He got off to a little bit of a slow start here again. The start of the season, he was playing some really good defense, which he's still doing at that point. I think they envision probably anywhere between 300 and 400 at-bats this year. And if Albert could do that and be consistent like we saw in stretches last year and stretches of spring training, that he'll be a big part of if this team gets to the postseason. Now, beyond this year, there was some always already conversation, this is it, this last year of his contract, his 10-year contract with the Angels. But, it really all depends on where he's at. If he's just a couple home runs away from potentially 700 in his career, it's 663 home runs, 669 doubles, 2,104 RBIs. You're talking one of the greatest players the game has ever seen. And he's a world champion to boot, and he's won gold gloves and MVPs. So I've always been a big fan of the history of the game. I'm going to allow him to dictate if he wants to keep playing or not, because I think he deserves that for what he's already done for his teammates, for the game of baseball. He's always been, one of the nicest human beings around, does so many things off the field that nobody really gets a chance to talk to because he doesn't want to. He's not about getting that notoriety for that. I'm going to allow him to decide when and if he's going to hang it up.